Hey, it's Jules
and Jen,
and this is Trans in the South. We are getting ready to go to a little event tomorrow.
We are. We're going to Pride.
Yep, our location has a Pride festival this weekend, and we're going to go to ours tomorrow. We've never been.
Because COVID.
Because COVID, which, you know, I think back to February of 2020, a little over 2 years ago, and I think how little idea we had. I think we thought it was going to last 3, 4, 5 months.
Oh, we were like, we'll just lock down for 3 weeks and it'll go away.
It'll go away.
Yeah.
We had no idea what a profound changes it was going to make.
Changed forever, probably.
So, we're going to the festival. It's really, they canceled it last year, kind of pretty close to the event.
Because Omicron? Is that?
Yeah, Delta or Omicron or one of those. So, this is the first time since we've been here that they've had a Pride Festival, and we're excited.
Yeah.
It's not as big as some of the other southern ones, but
we've been to bigger.
We went to one in Atlanta once.
Yeah, that was big.
That was pretty big. Actually, I went there more than once. It's really big, and it lasts a couple of days, 3 days, and it's very commercial.
It is. You get a lot of free, stupid shit. Like, I got a slinky.
Oh, yeah.
A rainbow slinky.
Yeah.
Like, MetLife on it or something.
Yeah, everybody's handing out stuff to show how gay friendly they are that weekend. And I hate to be cynical, but we all know about that.
We all know about pride and commercialism.
So,
aren't you going to ask me what I'm doing?
So, Jim, tell our listeners what you're doing.
I'm warming up.
You are warming up.
Yeah.
Jim is doing some yoga, half clad, on the bed.
Well, you said you were dilating, so I thought in case you needed something, some help, I would warm up a little.
Okay. Yes, I'm dilating. This is not the most interesting part of this podcast. Anyway, we are planning to go to Pride tomorrow. We're excited about it. I was just thinking of the last podcast, the one with Pat.
Yes.
And I was thinking about how enjoyable that was.
It was very nice.
And I was thinking about how maybe we'd like to ask Pat and maybe Pat's partner.
Maddie,
back on here.
I've already asked them. They've expressed interest.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yay.
I mean, we talked about it in the podcast, I think, that Pat said it might be really nice to have them.
We did.
Both of them.
I do remember that.
I don't know that Maddie is on. I haven't heard that if Maddie's on board yet, but.
Okay.
Let us know, Maddie. Are you on board?
Yeah. Hey, Maddie.
We know you guys are really busy, but we'd love to record with you sometime.
We follow Maddie on social media. I've never spoken to Maddie.
We Instagram message.
So we're hoping to take a little microphone or something with us and speak from the festival.
So we will. Oh, do you want to talk about what we're wearing?
Right. Oh, to the festival?
Yes, not right now.
Yeah. good, because I'm dilating.
I'm half naked.
Yeah, I'm not usually one to wear my gayness on my sleeve.
I am. I wear it on all my sleeves.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Jim is. I think much more. What would you say?
Demonstrative?
More, yeah, that's good. Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're more demonstrative about being queer. I'm very proud of being queer, but I'm not really demonstrative about a lot of things. But I'm going to wear some earrings that I made.
The rainbow ones?
The rainbow ones, which is pretty demonstrative for me.
One single rainbow bead on each. And you'll be with me, so I'm basically a walking rainbow flag.
That's true.
I have a top that I got on sale at Old Navy.
It is the cutest top. It's like a tank top, only it's got rainbow stripes.
And the stripes are all the Pride, Progress Pride.
And you know something? The stripes are gay in the old-fashioned sense. You would have They're just bright, happy, cheery colors. And I just love that top.
Yay. Me too.
So
I'm wearing it for the first time.
Jem suggested that I bring up what it's like dilating. It's been over a year and a half now since surgery, and I'm dilating once a week.
If you remember.
And if I remember, sometimes more than once a week, but I try to get it. I was going to say, I try to get it in once a week. Sorry. It really is easy. And I think back to the first dilation I had that I reported on this, I think as I was doing it or shortly after I was doing it on this podcast. I talked about it as a pleasant feeling. And I still find it, especially with the smaller ones. I do the blue one and then the green one and then the orange one. So whatever that is. Except for the orange one, I find them to be pleasant. It's that great feeling. It's if you like penetration.
Well, it's definitely penetration.
And right. I guess that's the point. And it's nice. And it lasts pretty much as long as you want it to. The orange one's always a little bit of a squeeze. But it's nice. And so if you're still thinking about it and worried about, am I going to have to dilate the rest of my life? Yes, you are. But I'm down to once a week, and it's pleasant. And to frankly, you know, I'm gay, so I don't know why I do the big one, except that it increases the range of toys you can use.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess that's really the only reason. Otherwise, I could stick to the blue one and the green one. And if so, if you don't care about that as much, if you want to stick to the smaller toys, you really don't have to do that.
Yeah, but if you want anything, what's that one, half an inch?
Yeah, it's an inch and a half, the big one. The orange one's an inch and a half.
That's kind of like the medium.
That is. It's kind of a
smallest size.
It's a pretty standard small size.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of them that are smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I find that I like penetration. It's my favorite thing. Oh, speaking of which, yeah. I don't know if we've talked about the metal thing.
Oh, I forgot about the metal thing.
Yeah. So sound of drawer opening. I'm getting out the metal thing. And now that may not sound like much. Yeah. Yeah, I can't make that sound. To say the metal thing, it may not sound all that pleasant, but
it's the Enjoy Pure Wand.
It's called Pure, P-U-R-E. It's P-U-R-E. So Enjoy is in, and we're not getting paid for this.
No sponsorship, unfortunately.
We have to pay for
the fucking thing ourselves.
And Enjoy, if you're out there listening, we're open.
Your product.
Yeah. So this is N-J-O-Y. And if penetration is your thing, and it is kind of my thing, this is called a Pure Wand, and it is arced. It's in a little bit of an arc shape.
It's kind of like half an oval.
Yeah, it's really, yeah, that's great. Great way to describe it. Or an elephant tusk shape. It's pure stainless steel, and it's one, there are no pieces to it. It's one smooth piece of metal. And on one end is a small ball, I would say, what would you say, about an inch across in diameter. And on the other is a larger one that I think is an inch and a half. Jem?
Yes?
You're not a big fan, right?
It just didn't do much for me. Maybe I'm not using it right. I've tried a couple times. It's eh.
I think we read that. We read a review that said that a lot of people just don't get there or don't get there for a while.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be like, this will make you squirt even if you've never squirted before.
Yeah.
It's the G-spot holy grail
right.
toy.
I, of course, am still waiting for my first orgasm, which may never come, but this.
Get it?
But this one is, if penetration is your thing, you can find every G spot and P spot and every spot there is and just do whatever you want with it. It's just splendid. So
it's really heavy too.
It's very heavy. I would say it weighs, what do you think, a pound and a half?
Probably.
Maybe even more.
So it stays in place when you use it.
Yeah. Much. So this is my new best friend. I feel like all my other toys are probably in there feeling sorry for themselves because I don't use them anymore. But I do sometimes, but this is just my new friend because I really like penetration.
Can we talk about my new toy?
And you have a new toy.
Yeah, I do. Here it is.
It looks like a big electric toothbrush.
Yes, that is the base that it was, the idea that it was built on. It's called the Erosolator.
Spell that.
E-R-O. Slater. S-C-L-I-T-O-R. There's two L's, I think. I don't know. But anyway, it's really expensive. It's really expensive for what it is, but there really isn't another comparable toy, so I just went for it. It comes with a bunch of detachable heads, which have different textures and things on them. I've just been using this kind of pillowy marshmallow type head, and it's very... It's about the size of an electric toothbrush, maybe bigger, a little bigger head on the head, and it's squishy. It moves back and forth very, very fast, and so it's very targeted, but the squishiness of the head really makes it excellent for clit stimulation. And it has 3 speeds, which is all that you ever will need. And it's great. And it plugs into the wall, so no recharging.
Do you like it better than the, I'm gonna say the wrong word. The Hibachi? Hitachi? Is it, which one?
It's Hitachi.
Do you like it better than the Hitachi?
They're different. This one, when I really just want, like, focused stimulation, is better. And I feel like the orgasm is more gentle.
Okay.
But the Hitachi, like, will fucking get you there fast. Okay. And it kind of uses, like, there's a lot of surface area that it stimulates.
Right.
Versus this one, which is just, what is that, 1/2 inch?
Yeah, 3/4 inch, maybe almost an inch.
There's a hair stuck on it. Anyway, so yeah, that's my new toy that I paid way too much for, but very much enjoy. So anyway, that's the update on our sex toys.
Yep. Okay.
So we will see you tomorrow at Pride. I wish I could skip ahead till then.
Why, babe?
I don't know. I'm excited to go.
Okay, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye. Hey, Jim. I wanted to cut in one additional comment.
Okay.
About the Enjoy Pure wand.
Yes.
If you go ahead and buy it, you might want to remember that temperature is a thing with this wand.
As it is all metal.
As it is all metal. It's important to get it to the temperature you want before you start using it. And that, at the moment, is all I will say. But it's important. I just remembered this.
Did you put it in without warming it up?
Very often, your body temperature will eventually warm it up, but you could run it under some warm or lukewarm water and do that.
Do you want me to do that?
No. It's already starting to warm up a little, but I just thought I'd, for anybody who's moved by my testimony about what a great product it is. Just if you get it. It's kind of expensive, too.
But it is expensive.
You know, for a single piece of metal. But you can find them on some sort of sale sometimes. So anyway, don't forget to warm that thing up or you're going to get a little surprise.
Woohoo!